This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes along for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes out there for our FedEx, for our UPS, for our mail haulers out there, hauling what they need to haul all around the countryside, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we've got our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too. We appreciate every one of them. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter, all of which you can find us with our secret code name, Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it, and America on the end of it, all one word, lowercase, Captain's America. And, of course, our website is none other than the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the great state of California, where it might be raining right now over there, might be raining as we speak, none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-yi-yo, Kyle Patty. All right, thanks, guys. All right, 56 degrees and clear right here where I'm at.
All right, very cool. I think we're probably about the same in terms of where we're at. That's about right.
I can handle that. It beats what we had last week, I'll tell you that. Holy smokes. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we underline and emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Russia, Kyle, has intensified their attacks on the liberated portion of eastern Ukraine, namely Kherson, and that's not good because they were going after civilian areas again.
Well, of course they are, and this is the modus operandi now for Vladimir Putin and the Russian forces. And of course, Captain, we have heard the idea of peace talks floated, But, of course, I think it's all going to be very one-sided, at least from Vladimir Putin's perspective. He wants to keep what he has, quote-unquote. I don't think that that's going to fly in the end, so this war will continue as we move into the new year, of course. But, Captain, the Russian army has shown that it cannot accomplish this, perhaps without some of the kind of radical introduction of weapons of mass destruction. Think tactical nuclear device. It's not beyond the realm of possibility, most unfortunately.
It's more than that. Right now we've found out that the logistics general for the Russians was found dead.
Yes, that's right.
That's the guy that gives him the beans, the bullets, the tanks, the artillery, and all that.
Right. And, of course, you know, this is, I mean, I think Putin is trying to maintain whatever support, quote-unquote, he has at home. But the Russian people, Captain, are not for this war, I think, by and large. Some are. That's we know that to be true. But overall, this is going to become very unpopular, even more so than it already has been as this drags on. But, of course, it begs the question, What will end this war? Direct confrontation, just more supplies, or direct confrontation? And we go back even to the days of the old Cold War, back in the 80s.
Well, I know what it won't be.
What's that?
It won't be the peace talks, because Russia says they're not coming to them.
Well, right. I mean, given the idea that they probably wouldn't be successful with what they initially want anyway. But even
they want to keep what they captured.
But that's exactly right. That's exactly what they want. That's going to be an untenable position. The world is not going to agree to that, not the least of which will be the Ukrainians would ever agree to that. But one thing has to be kept in mind, and that is direct confrontation between the United States and the Russian military forces has to be avoided at all costs, because obviously things could escalate.
And we have another situation brewing, in that the Israeli foreign minister said that he sees a possible attack on Iran within the next 2 to 3 years because they're going to have nuclear capabilities.
And Israel, Captain, is simply not ever going to stand for Iran possessing that or the means by which to deliver it. They will take action. Their proximity demands it. And they literally are going to do whatever it takes. So you can take that to the bank.
Well, I totally agree. But what will we do when they do that? So hold that thought. More when we come back, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Thursday morning here in the neighborhood, and we're going to let Frank Salvato take us to break on this Thursday morning. Temperature's pretty good, very 57 degrees here, clear skies. A whole different story than what it was last week at this time, and I'll be right back.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much. That's Jeff and Sarah Sota. We appreciate him doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. You know about them. I've been talking about them for over 9 years. I take their product for one simple reason. It works. And believe me, if you're suffering from muscle aches or pain or neck or back or shoulder or hip or knee pain, or you've got arthritis or you've got bursitis with these cold temperatures and these cold mornings when everything just hurts, this is one way that you can get rid of the pain. It works for me. It'll work for you. All you've got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the 3-week quick start there for $19.95. Been the same price for 9 years. Give it a shot. Give it a try. You'll also see some other things there that will also help you. There's some vitamins and health food items over there, too. You might want to try some of that. It's very affordable. And, again, all of their products are top line, top shelf. It's 100% drug-free for Leaf Factor, that is. And it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation and swelling, so it will even lower or eliminate pain by going to the source of the problem. And I'm telling you, I've never seen anything quite like it. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 under 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. And as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! Bingo! He got it. He got it. He's everywhere. All right. Well, Kyle, a Defense Department Public Affairs Guidance Document, which I have gotten a hold of, it shows that while the military COVID-19 vaccine mandate has ended, the Pentagon has no plans to reinstate the thousands of service members who were discharged for refusing to take the vaccine. And that sucks. Now, the Defense Department document is entitled Public Affairs Guidance Rescinding the COVID-19 Vaccination Mandate, and it acknowledges that troops discharged over the vaccine, they do want to know if they'll be reinstated. And according to this document, there's nothing in there that says they will.
Well, that's right.
And I think that's illegal based on what I know.
Right. And, of course, I know that in many ways, the military obviously has a chain of command, and it gives orders in order to vaccinate military members for all kinds of things. And, of course, though, the COVID-19 vaccine, Captain, seems to be in a class by itself. It's not just another vaccine or shot that you have to get before you go somewhere else in the world kind of a thing. And so I think that's where the argumentation is going to be. That they weren't insubordinate in the strict sense, but yet they were having a conscientious objection to that. So I think that's along the lines where you'd make the argument.
Well, when you do go overseas, you have to have a series of vaccinations to go overseas, and that's a no-brainer. And most people would want to do that anyway because of all the different things that you could come down with when you get overseas. And especially if you go in the jungle, you get shots for the different types of jungle fever and jungle diseases that you can get. So to me, I don't understand why they just don't throw it in there and one size fits all and boom, you get it in a booster, all of it.
Right, exactly. I think they might argue that, well, but those vaccines and inoculations have been around, you know, since time immemorial, basically.
Some of them haven't.
But the COVID-19 was literally done almost overnight comparatively. But again, you're right. You know, generally speaking, we've seen good progress or good results generally from the vaccine where people get COVID, but they get a more mild case of it and don't go to the hospital and don't die.
Now, there's something going on here about the freezing weather that we had last week that there's not a lot of people talking about, and it's what's happened to the water pipes. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I know that obviously when water pipes and freezing don't mix.
All right, well, let me go back to where this all started. People in Jackson, Mississippi, a town which has been beleaguered by water issues for years, are once again without drinkable water after the recent frigid weather damaged the infrastructure. Now, residents across the Deep South, including cities like Atlanta, Memphis, and Charleston, have experienced low water pressure and service interruptions from burst pipes. Now, the problem is particularly bad in Jackson, though, where crews are struggling to find multiple leaks in city water lines that have left 170,000 people on a boil water until further notice thing, since Christmas, that is. Now, Jackson's latest crisis comes after system failures in February 2021, August of 2022, prompted the federal government to step in to address the longstanding problem and sink a bunch of money in there. For example, last week, Congress approved $600 million in the government spending bill to help Jackson renovate its crumbling water infrastructure system.
Well, exactly. And obviously, you know, we saw what also happened in Texas not all that long ago when they had sort of that 100-year freeze, basically. And in many ways, I think they're still feeling the effects of that on a massive scale, having to make all kinds of repairs.
Yeah, Leo was telling us how cold it was last week in Miami. Well, big freaking deal, Leo. You should have been up here. It was cold.
Right. Maybe a little bit warmer in Miami. But yeah. And in fact, Captain, a lot of people in California, especially over Christmas Eve and so forth, we had like almost 80 degree weather here in Southern California.
That's coming this weekend, and it'll be around for the next several days next week. Now, the Biden administration is going to require all incoming travelers from China to have a negative COVID-19 test starting January the 5th amid the concerns about the new variants and sharing virus data. Now, the decision follows China's announcement that it would reopen its borders to international travel next month in a significant reversal of its zero COVID policy. I don't like the fact that they're turning the people loose again coming out of a COVID-ravaged country, which once again has got COVID on the loose. I don't like the fact they're sending them back over here again. There's too much room for error.
Well, certainly. The one thing we don't want to see is COVID make a comeback.
Oh, it will if they come over here.
Well, right. And politically, I think you have some players who want COVID to make a comeback in the sense that it polls well for their party.
They get to lock things down again and control what they want to control, and it's wrong.
Well, right, and I do believe, yeah, you're right.
We don't need to have a bunch of people coming over here from China, sorry.
Well, but you also don't want to be able to go down the same path of using emergency powers to do those kinds of things, like shut things down or make other mandates, or, you know, the economy is fragile enough at this point. I don't know, Captain, we could take shutdowns with the kinds of inflation that we're seeing and all of the different things that would go along with that. Plus, I think people would just, I honestly think they will just not comply with that.
Well, fears of the global virus has spread, prompting Italy, India, and Japan to announce mandatory COVID tests and other measures for passengers arriving from China. And by the way, Beijing loosened their restrictions after surprisingly strong protests over the last month. Now, rising infections and overburdened hospitals could lead to 1 million COVID deaths in China in 2023.
That's unbelievable, and obviously
this stuff's got to stop.
Know, well, right, and I think it also points up the fact that their zero COVID policy didn't work, doesn't work. Something else has to be done. And Captain, I think the only way something else can really be done ultimately is that we know everything there is to know about COVID-19 and its origins. You know, otherwise I feel like a lot of people think that we're just shooting in the dark, trying to deal with it all, because again, it doesn't appear to be a naturally occurring phenomenon.
No, and we can do what we need to do to stop it from coming over here if we'll just do it. Like I said, we don't need anybody from China to come in this country. We don't. We just don't.
Well, not if there is a legitimate medical scare,
right,
that is part of this problem.
So to that, I say, don't let them in. Shut the border down. Same thing for what's coming across the border down below. They should be tested. Oh, well, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. What do you think? 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always concerned.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. A severe winter storm that swept the U.S. in recent days is having deadly effects. There have been at least 56 storm-related deaths across numerous states. That includes New York, where snow has buried areas in the western part of the state and resulted in more than 30 fatalities. Snowfall in Buffalo reached 100 inches on Tuesday. The weather is also disrupting travel, as more than 3,100 domestic flights have been canceled Tuesday, with most of them belonging to Southwest Airlines. Meanwhile, Pacific storms are hitting the west coast with heavy rain and strong winds. Controversy continues to swirl around New York Congressman-elect George Santos, who admitted to adding a little bit of fluff to his resume. Santos confirmed he never graduated from college, worked directly for Wall Street firms, never owned property, and his grandparents never escaped the Nazis. Meantime, fellow incoming Republican Congressman Nick LaLotta of Long Island has called for a House investigation into Santos, who said he will not resign. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jr. talking about how their service department makes customers' lives easy.
Captain Matt, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best around. And our service department works around your schedule as a customer, not ours. We're now featuring extended service hours from up to 7 p.m. And if you're too busy to drop your car off with us, we'll come pick the vehicle up from you, do the service, and then drop it back off to you once the service is complete.
And you know, folks, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best. Tampa, Newport Richey, and Crystal River, or on mossnissan.com. And tell them the captain sent you. And don't forget the all-new Moss Nissan up in Brooksville. Yep, Brooksville on State Route 50, just before the Suncoast Parkway, right there on the south side of the road. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Okay, back to the drawing board, and we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I'm going to go right to the phone line, because I do believe we've got Aaron up there in Colorado. So how about hearing from the Snow Bunny in Colorado? What's up?
What's up, Cap? Professor Bob. Of course, it's snowing like cats and dogs down here in Denver, Colorado. Very slushy, a lot of snow, but compared to what happened in Buffalo, New York, and the east side, I'll take our bad weather over there, over that bad weather in a Buffalo millisecond. So
yeah.
And also about the transportation of Secretary Buttigieg. I mean, just a broken down, dark side, gay, dumb donkey, around, can't change what happened during this past Christmas with all the cancellation by Southwest Airlines. Can't do nothing about it. Going around talking that stuff, I mean, unless he's going to train to be a pilot or become a flight attendant, he needs to shut up. He doesn't understand the business, period.
Aaron, it's the computers. Did you hear that, the latest?
The computers. I did hear about that. But the thing is, the weather is really the number one factor why Southwest Airlines is having so many has had all these flight cancellations.
Sure,
it's definitely the number one reason is the weather. In the dark side, broken down, dumb ducky of a so-called transportation secretary who's collecting a paycheck off of my behind and your behind and the professor behind ain't can't change the weather. You can't do nothing. That's just the way it is. But anyway, Cap. Professor Politics, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much, Aaron. By the way, $200,000 a year plus.
Well, that's right. It's a great gig if you can get it. He has no clue
what he's doing. Not even an idea.
Well, and it's hard for him to even fake it. But see, that's kind of the problem. And honestly, here's the real sort of thing to think about, and that is Pete Buttigieg would still be a contender in the mind of the Democrat Party elite to run for president. So, I mean, it could get even worse really fast. And by the way, I think listener Aaron, there's got 29 degrees right now in Denver, Colorado. So it is cold and snowing.
Let me just go back to something here. I think a truck driver that's been out on the road for 15, 20 years knows more about transportation than Buttigieg ever will. Now, this monster storm that's killed dozens in the United States over the Christmas weekend continues to inflict misery on New York State and air travelers nationwide as of this morning. Now, stories have emerged of families trapped for days during the blizzard of the century. The number of deaths attributed to the winter storm rose to more than 50 after officials confirmed three more fatalities in western New York, Erie County. They found them when they were moving the cars off the road, using a forklift now to pick them up, move them off the road, and then inspect them to see who's in them or what's in them or whatever. Same thing with the houses they're going in. They're finding people frozen to death in the houses, and that's horrible. Now, the police department totally expects the death toll to go up as they go into these houses and start checking. Now, you know, you're talking about 5 days of snow that was chest deep on the level, and power outages and all sorts of things going on. This is horrible. This is horrible. In the day and age in which we live, it shouldn't be happening.
Well, of course not. I mean, this is the modern era, and we think that we could anticipate these things a little bit.
And then it was my dilemma, by the way, which was nothing compared to this. But I went 2 days without power because of a faulty power meter, and the stupid guy that was there the first time didn't spot it. All he had to do was take the power meter out, turn it upside down, and dump the metal shavings out, and he would have realized that the power meter was going bad.
Yes, exactly. But I know I'm glad that the second person that came seemed to zero in on it pretty quickly. So that was good.
Well, the second one was in the neighborhood and heard the call, and he says, "I know what the problem is." And he came over, brought a meter with him, and you know, he says, "Look," he says, "let me show you what's going on." He tipped the thing upside down, metal shavings come out, and he said, "There's your problem. The meter's absolutely chewed itself up." Replaced the meter with a brand new one, and away we went. That's when I found out that my meter was compliments of China.
Well, that's right. Just like so many different electronic devices. And
they can spy on you with the meter. It's called a smart meter for a reason. They can actually call your meter and find out the power you're using and when the peak periods are, this, that, and the other, on the telephone.
Well, Oh, right. And some are concerned, too, about the idea of picking up other kinds of signals that you have in your home and so forth through the electrical connections and so forth. But that's another story for another time. But one of the most interesting things we're seeing, Captain, is the transformation of all these different devices into what they call the Internet of Things. Almost everything that you interact with nowadays is in some way connected to your home Wi-Fi in some way, shape, or form. At least all the major, you know, all your different appliances, you can hook them right up if you get brand new ones like that.
That's correct. Now, a judge in Michigan yesterday ordered the longest prison term so far in the Michigan Governor Whitmer plot to kidnap her and do whatever. It was a Delaware trucker who was described as the architect of the conspiracy to kidnap Michigan's governor. He was sentenced Wednesday to more than 19 years in prison.
Right. And, you know, obviously you can't conspire to kidnap the governor of a state or anybody really for that matter. But obviously this is very high profile because of the person that their target was.
By the way, do you have a Mega Millions jackpot ticket yet?
I do not, unfortunately, but
you might want to get one. It's worth $640 million right now.
What was that all?
Yeah, the Mega Millions jackpot, huh?
Yeah.
You just might want to get one.
That's right. It's life-changing. I think with the last really big lottery payout was it was down here in Southern California, nearby. You never know. You could walk in and buy a ticket.
Want 1 million. Whoever wins it, I just want 1 million. I'll be very happy and I'll go away. I just want 1 million. That's all. That's all.
That's right. And that would be a good thing, wouldn't it?
Sure. I'd use it for a good reason.
Well, that's right. Well, it is interesting. I mean, you know, can you imagine somebody winning that much money overnight? I mean, that just puts you into a whole different category.
Now, we know Southwest is having trouble, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Well, their losses on the stock market continue to mount as their stocks continue to fall, and stocks are falling broadly all across the market right now. But Southwest is on just another downward binge to go along with everything else that's going on.
Well, that's right. So no matter what it is, even if it is weather related, it's how they start recovering from it. And to boot, if you start putting in this idea of something having to do with system failures, then that's double trouble where your stock price could be concerned, one would think.
So Biden's in St. Croix, right?
Yes, that's right. On vacation.
Not dealing with America's problems, right?
Well, who knows?
And who did he leave in charge of the dilemma in Buffalo? Buttigieg.
Well, I think, Secretary of Transportation.
To deal with the travel woes, and he doesn't know what he's doing. So how are we doing so far, Kyle?
I don't know about a C-minus.
How about an F-minus?
How about an F-minus?
My God.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
this kind of night there, Kyle.
Yeah, I like that song. That's cool. And Steven Tyler does a great job, of course, on the vocals. And you know, Captain, we want to send out our good wishes to Steven Tyler because, as you might know, Aerosmith had to cancel the latter part of their Las Vegas residency because of his illness. Yeah. They reported that he wasn't feeling well. So that's right. Get well soon, Steven Tyler.
Yeah, and he's getting up there in age, and he's had a rough life. He's literally tore it up, so I'm surprised he's lasted this long. But anyway, you take it away. Tell us what's going on out west there, because you got some weather that I don't.
Well, that's right, Captain. We do have a lot of weather to talk about, some significant weather and, of course, snow and so forth. We just heard from listener Aaron in Denver, of course, with the snow that's going on there right now, and that snow is going to be with you as you come out east of Denver, as you head towards Nebraska, or if you head over towards Kansas, if you're coming out there on I-70, or if you're traveling up on I-76. So you definitely want to be careful of that. Taking a look at some of our key mountain passes, Snoqualmie Pass, and we just refreshed this now to make sure we've got it right, and they're saying, Captain, that travel eastbound and westbound on Snoqualmie Pass on I-90 is closed.
Sure.
Right now. Evidently, they're going to be doing some snow removal from about 12 a.m. to 3 a.m., so western time zone, that looks like another couple of hours or so, so truckers, beware of that. Check your local reports and so forth as well, but right now, it's reading that it's closed, so you want to be aware of that. Up on Donner Pass right now, it's looking about cold. It's 19 degrees, but the weather condition right now is fair right now, so definitely are going to have your fuel right, if nothing else, if you're traveling through that area, because we've also got another storm coming through very soon, a cold storm coming through on Thursday in that area of Reno, especially as you head out on I-80 north of Reno out towards Winnemucca. But right now, just briefly, Captain, of course, we've got snow in Denver, as we were talking about. We've also got snow just outside Reno as well as you head over into California. So it may even be snowing right now on Donner Pass. So we may have that going on. As you head up Interstate 5 through Redding all the way up into Southern Oregon, Medford, and Eugene, you're going to have a mix of snow and sleet. And then by the time you make it to Eugene, it's going to be raining down through Sacramento, a little bit south of there, towards Merced. So please do be careful out there.
All righty. Well, we have got snow, as Kyle said, coming out of Colorado and I-76 up into Nebraska. You pick it up all the way over towards Omaha, and it goes up into Sioux City, Iowa, and into the little southwest corner of Minnesota as well. So there is some snow up that way tonight. And then looking down to the south, we have a little bit of uncertain weather down along the Gulf of Mexico, as there is something going on down there. What the something is, I don't exactly know. It looks like there's a low-pressure system trying to make up its mind what it wants to do in the Gulf. It may move to the east, and then again, it may not. It just all depends. It could come even inland. And then coming across, we do have some uncertain weather tonight up in the Jacksonville, Lake City, Gainesville area. There is some fog there right now, and that could become worse. It could become much greater than it is. We'll have to wait and see. The temperatures are warmer than what they've been, so the colder air that was up there with the warmer temperatures that are now dropping into the area are causing that fog. Now, there's also fog up in the southeastern part of Pennsylvania, to include Allentown on down towards Philadelphia. Be advised of that. Up in the northern part of Maine, we've got fog up there as the temperatures have warmed up there. We've also got an area of uncertain weather, Lake Michigan, tonight. We could be getting some wind blowing on the lake tonight, and that could cause some flooding along the shore, the lake shores there as well. Well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to be able to hear you over there, and we will talk to you tonight on the Radio.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the host of the Kyle Warren Show, and, of course, KyleWarrenShow.com. And don't forget, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Pull on in there. When you're in doubt, that's the place to go, because they got everything that you need if you're out there on the road traveling. And a lot of people found out the hard way when they got out there in the snow and they waited too long to pull into the truck stops. There was nowhere to go, but... you know, they're there for you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is going to lead the Republican Party here in 6 days or 5 days?
You mean at the RNC or
at the House? Yeah. At the House of Representatives. Well, the RNC too. I guess we'll do a double whammy. You got any ideas?
Well, Homie Dillon is the one that's challenging Ronna McDaniel with the RNC, and I'm fine with that. As far as the House goes, Andy Biggs is still working to challenge Kevin McCarthy.
He's got about 30 votes, I understand.
Well, I don't know how accurate that number is, but, you know, I don't know when they'll take that vote either. So I think there are a lot of negotiations that are going on the House side. So.
Well, I believe that Biggs will probably keep it going for one, maybe two votes, and after that he'll probably drop it because he'll realize he can't win, and maybe he'll throw his support behind Kevin McCarthy, and if he does, away we go. But we do have our little contingent down here led by Matt Gaetz, the five congressmen, and Matt Gaetz is more trouble than he's worth right now. He's grandstanding. He likes to do that. You know that, right?
He can be abrasive and aggressive, but I don't think it's, you know, every time that he's wrong, for sure.
No, but he definitely is this time, because he's trying to make just like with Trump, he wanted to be a member of the cabinet.
Okay.
Didn't happen, did it? There was a reason for that. But we won't go into that. Well, instead, we'll take a break. We'll come back, folks, right after the top of the hour with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.